translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There are two parties, namely the theist and the atheist. The theist who accepts the super soul finds the spiritual cause through mystic yoga. The Sankhyites, however, who merely analyzes the material elements, comes to a conclusion of impersonalism and does not accept a supreme cause, whether Bhagavan, Paramatma, or even Brahman. Instead, he is preoccupied with the superfluous external activities of material nature. Ultimately, however, both parties demonstrate the absolute truth, because although they offer opposing statements, their object is the same ultimate cause. They are both approaching the same Supreme Brahman, to whom I offer my respectful obeisances. Purport. Actually, there are two sides to this argument. Some say that the Absolute has no form, Nirakar, and others say that the Absolute has a form, Sakar. Therefore, the word form is the common factor, although some accept it Asti or Astika, 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 whereas others try to negate it, Nasti or Nastika. Since the devotee considers the word form, Akar, the common factor for both, he offers his respectful obeisances to the form, although others may go on arguing about whether the Absolute has a form or not. In this verse, the word Yoga, Sankhya Yoga, is very important. Yoga means Bhakti Yoga, because yogis also accept the existence of the all-pervading Supreme Soul, and try to see that Supreme Soul within their hearts. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.13.1, Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa pasyanti yam yogina. The devotee try to come directly in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas the yogi tries to find the super soul within the heart by meditation. Thus, both directly and indirectly, yoga means bhakti yoga. Sankhya, however, means physical study of the cosmic situation through speculative knowledge. This is generally known as Jnana Shastra. The Sankhyites are attached to the impersonal Brahman, but the absolute truth is known in three ways: Brahmaeti, Paramatmaeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabhyate. The absolute truth is one, but some accepts him as impersonal Brahman, some as the super soul existing everywhere, and some as Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The central point is the absolute truth. Although the impersonalist and personalist fights with one another, they focus upon the same Param Brahma, the same absolute truth. In the Yoga Shastra, Krishna is described as follows: Krishnam Pisangam Varam Ambujesna Chaturbhujam Sankha Gadadi Udayutam. Thus, the pleasing appearance of Supreme Personality God, his body features, his limbs, and his dress are described. The Sankhya Shastra, however, denies the existence of the Lord's transcendental form. The Sankhya Shastra says that the Supreme Absolute Truth has no hands, no legs, and no name. He Anam, Rupa, Guna, Pani, Padam, Achakshur, Asrotram, Ekam, Advitiyam, Apinam, Rupadikam, Nasti. The Vedic mantras say, Apani Pado Javano Grahitam. The Supreme Lord has no legs and hands, but He can accept, however, is offered to Him. Actually, such statements accepts that the Supreme has hands and legs, but deny that He has material hands and legs. This is why the Absolute is called Aprakrit. Krishna, the Supreme Personality Godhead, has a Satchidanand Vigraha, a form of eternity, knowledge and bliss, not a material form. The Sankhyites or Jnanis deny the material form, and the devotees also know very well that the Absolute Truth, Bhagavan, has no material form. Iswaraha Paramakrishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Controller. He has an eternal, blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for He is the prime cause of all causes. The conception of the Absolute without hands and legs and the conception of the Absolute with hands and legs are apparently contradictory, but they both coincide with the same truth about the Supreme Absolute Truth. Therefore, the word Vastu Nishtayo, which is used herein, indicates that both the yogis and the Sankhyites have faith in the reality, but are arguing about it from the different viewpoints of material and spiritual identities. Param Brahma or Bruhat is the common point. The Sankhyites and yogis are both situated in that same Brahman, but they differ because of different angle of vision. The direction given by the Bhakti Shastri, point one, in the perfect direction, because the Supreme Personality Godhead says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktiya Mam Abhijanati, only by devotional service as I to be known. The Bhaktas know that Supreme Person has no material form, whereas the Jnanis simply deny the material form. One should therefore take shelter of Bhakti Mark, the path of devotion. Then everything will be clear. Jnani, concentrate on the Virat Rup, the gigantic universal form of the Lord. This is a good system in beginning for those who are extremely materialistic, but there is no need to think continuously of the Virat Rup. Where Arjuna was shown the Virat Rup of Krishna, he saw it, but he did not want to see it perpetually. He therefore requested the Lord to return to His original form as two-handed Krishna. In conclusion, learned scholars find no contradictions in the devotee conception upon the spiritual form of the Lord, Iswaraha Param Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says that less intelligent non-devotees think that their conclusion is the ultimate, but because devotees are completely learned, they can understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is ultimate goal. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salaka Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरिप्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे There are two parties, namely the theist and atheist. The theist who accepts the super soul finds the spiritual cause through mystic yoga. The Sankhyaites, however, who merely analyze the material elements, comes to the conclusion of impersonalism and does not accept supreme cause, whether Bhagavan, Paramatma or Brahman. Indeed, he is preoccupied with the superficial external activities of material nature. Ultimately, however, both parties demonstrate the absolute truth because although they offer opposing statements, their object is the same, ultimate cause. They are both approaching the same Supreme Brahman, to whom I offer my respectful obeisances. So asti iti nasti iti. Astik and nastik. Theist and atheist. So these two class of people in general are arguing. What is their argument? Is that God exists and others say God does not exist. So, those who are atheist, they are also of different class, personalist and impersonalist. And they also argue about absolute truth. Everybody wants to argue about absolute truth. And they have their own way of concluding who is absolute truth. So, it is a matter of intelligence. The very definition of who is God is stated in our scriptures. Bhagavatam and also Vedanta Sutra and all other literature everywhere. The God is defined. Janma adi yasya ataha itaratasya artesu abhignat swarat tene brahma rudaya yadikavaye muhyanti yat surayaha. So janma adi yasya ataha. This is the definition of Bhagavan, that the definition of God is from whom everything is coming, manifesting, taking birth, and by whom everything is maintained, that is coming out from Him, that is maintained by Him, and at the end, all this manifestation comes to an end. And He is the cause. He annihilates everything. Janmadyasyataha. Vedanta Sutra also says the same thing. So this is God. That He is a creator, maintainer and annihilator. So now question can be that if everything is coming from Him, then He cannot be less than everything that is coming from Him. Srila Prabhupada says that everything coming from Him has a shape and has akar, is having form. So the creator is less than creation, that he cannot have shape or akar or form. So this is not an intelligence. The impersonalist, Mayavadis, and atheist, Sankhyaites, all these people, they have a poor fund of knowledge, Prabhupada says, poor fund of knowledge. That everything is coming from him, and everything has shape, form. So how is it that he can be less than his creation? So he also had to have a form. Then comes the Sunyavadis, that Prabhupada says very boldly, he says that there is no Sunya vacuum anywhere in creation. Then how God can be vacuum or Sunya or zero? That is also not an intelligence. Whole creation has no Sunya, no vacuum. We haven't seen any vacuum anywhere. So how he is vacuum? Zero. So like that we can go on arguing with Sankhyas. Sankhya is the analyze, analytical study. Five material elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether. Five senses, five sense objects, and five working senses, 20, and then false ego, and at the end soul. So they analyze like this, and then come to some kind of conclusion that God is formless, or so many other conclusions. So this is not the right conclusion. Apani pado javano grahita. He doesn't have a hand, but he acquires anything and everything from at any distance. That means that he's acquiring, means he has a hand. And he's acquiring from distance, so he has a spiritual hand, not the material hand. Material hand can reach so far, but spiritual hands can reach as long as one wants to reach. So that is spiritual hand. So Lord does not have hands like us or like material hands, but his hands are spiritual hands. Apani, pado. His pado, his legs are not limited. He can walk millions of zillions, unlimited miles within fraction, within, you cannot even say fraction of minute. So his legs are spiritual leg, not material leg or material. So he has legs but spiritual leg. He has hands but material, not material hand, spiritual hand. He has ears, eyes, but spiritual. Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti pasyanti panti kalayanti chiranjaganti. So his senses, he has a senses. Angani yasya, Govinda has a senses. But those senses are not mundane material senses. The sense, his senses are absolute. Absolute meaning that one senses can do work of all other senses. Anyone's senses. For example, nose can work for hands, ears, eyes, for all senses. And eyes can work for all senses also. Eyes can work for nose, ears, tongue, every senses. So his senses are not material senses. That's what it means. He doesn't have senses, means he doesn't have material senses. But he has a spiritual senses. His senses are absolute. So this is the mistake that all other theist or atheist people do, except bhaktas. Bhakta, they know Krishna as he is. Ishvaraha Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna is a cause of all causes. And that's why he has vigraha. He has form. But his form is not mundane material form. Sat, Chit, Ananda, Vigraha. His form is absolute form. Absolute form. And that is Govinda, the knower of all senses, Govinda. So Govinda has a form. In Bhagavatam, in beginning, this very subject matter is discussed in first and second chapter of Bhagavatam. That Bhagavatam, first, second, third chapter of first canto is defining who the God is and come to the conclusion that ete cha ansa kala prunsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam indriyadi vakulam lokam mrudayanti yuge yuge. That all these gods, incarnations and demigods and so and so forth, they are all either part or part of a part, kala punsa. But krishnastu bhagavan swayam, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So that means that Lord has a form like human beings. We can say otherwise, that human beings have a form like supreme personality of Godhead. God is made, man is made in the image of God, and vice versa. They both have same form, two-handed form. So Lord was showing his universal form to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, in which every demigods and everything that is created he could see. It is called universal form. But that universal form is temporary. It just for little period it existed. So these neophytes, they worship this universal form, thinking everything is God. And then they make some kind of image out of everything. So how can you make an image out of everything? That is not possible. So Krishna showed his universal form, meaning he showed demigods and he showed everything that materially exists. So that kind of form is very temporary, and with that kind of form you cannot have much interaction, much reciprocation. So that's why it is temporary, a form of Krishna. So neophyte people, devotees, or neophyte people, impersonals, Mayavadi people, they worship this universal form. But Arjuna could not get much satisfaction by seeing this form. He said, "My dear Lord, please resume your original form." And Krishna resumed his two-handed form. Then Arjuna could derive pleasure from him, from Krishna, talking to him, walking with him, fighting with him, the whole battlefield. So very important that the human form is topmost form in material world as well as in spiritual world. The human form. And that's why Krishna has his original form, human-like. It's otherwise. It's the other way, actually. The human beings have form just like Krishna. So this is the original form of the Lord. Why? Because we see in Krishna's, in Lord's creation also, that topmost form is human-like form. Demigods, they are in human form. And God also, because this is a supreme form. So God also is in the human-like form. So if we want to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then also is right form to understand Him is human form. Why? Because in human form you can understand Supreme Personality of Godhead due to special gift, intelligence. And that also, if you want to understand God, then Krishna, of course, then the best place is earth planet. Why? Because on earth planet there is some kind of balance between happiness and distress, in which you can worship or recognize or know the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In heavenly planets it is too much happiness, so demigods, they tend to forget Krishna because it's too much, they are too much intoxicated with sense gratification. So they have hardly any time to worship the Lord. And in hellish planet, very, very, very painful. So you can hardly remember Krishna. You remember only pain in hellish planets. And that's why you cannot worship. But on earth planet, and especially in Bharatvarsha, is not just India, but vast tract of land, Bharatvarsha. Because in Bharatvarsha, there is a most evolved Aryan civilization, and Varnasram Dharma is in place, and where all incarnations of the Lord take place, and where you can find most devotees of the Lord, where you can find the most elevated scriptures which are left behind by Lord so that a living entity can contact Him through these different means: holy name, scriptures, the saintly people, and Varnasram Dharma, and beautiful, nice culture where you hardly can forget Krishna. So this tract of land is beautiful. Bharata Bhumite Manusya Janma Hilajar Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Parupkar. So human beings, they can be perfect their life in Bharatvarsha. And then they can make others perfect. So Krishna says here that if you want to know me, then you have to worship me by transcendental bhakti yoga. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. If you want to know me, then you have to perform bhakti yoga. Na mam sadayati yogo sankhyam dharmam uddhava na tapastyago mama bhakti urjita. That you can, nothing can please me more than my devotional service. No Sankhya, Sankhya philosophy, no Swadhyay, no studying, deep study of Vedic literature, and no tap, tyag, the renunciation and austerities. Nothing can please me, and you can know me. But if you want to, then mama bhakti urjita, my transcendental loving devotional service. So you can know me as I am through transcendental loving service. So that is Krishna. The other conception, Brahma vadanti tattva vidam tattvam yada jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabhyate. That Brahma, we cannot interact with Brahma because Brahma is not merciful by nature. It has no pastimes, no paraphernalia. It is absolute. So we cannot interact with Brahma. And Paramatma also within our heart, we cannot have loving exchanges as much as we could have with Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And also on top, Brahma and Bhagavan, Brahma and Paramatma both have no merciful nature, because Brahma is nirvishesh, nirakar, and no interaction. It cannot interact with you, Brahma. So has no mercy. And Paramatma within heart, he is an overseer. Upadrasta unamanta. So it oversees. And whatever karma we perform, according to that, he gives us good karma, heavenly planets, bad karma, nark. So there is no mercy. Laws of karma. Paramatma is also not merciful, cannot bestow his mercy. But Bhagavan is merciful at every step. Tesham aham samuddharta mrityu sansara sagarat bhavami nachirat partha maya avisachetasam. He is very merciful. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma suchah. You just surrender unto me and I will take care of you. Throughout Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I will take care of you. Kaunteya pratijani hi name bhakta pranasyati. I will take care of you. Yoga kshemam vahami ham. I will take care of you. So this is a compassionate nature of Krishna. All one has to do is engage himself in transcendental loving devotional service to Krishna. Bhaktya mama bijanati. So this is the idea. No atheist, no impersonalist, no mayavad, just surrender unto Krishna. And they are becoming mayavadi, impersonalist, atheist. Why? Because they don't want to surrender to Krishna. That's the only reason why they have this kind of vague conception about God. And as soon as you say God is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Person, then you have to surrender to it. And all this class, they don't want to surrender. And that's why they have this vague conception, impersonalist, mayavad, sunyavad, this vad, that vad. But the devotees are top class intelligent person. Why? Because they surrender to Krishna, and by that they are serving Krishna, and by that they can eternally become blissful. Lord will become blissful and we will become blissful. We can derive unlimited pleasure by these loving services. So this is the idea. Krishna created us for his enjoyment. Anything we create, Prabhupada says, anything we create it meant for our enjoyment, house, children, money, anything we manufacture, clothes or whatever we create, we create, that is meant for our pleasure. So Krishna also created everything for his pleasure. That's why he created. And he created us. Why? Because he wanted to derive pleasure from us. So if we serve him, then he is happy, and with that we are also automatically happy. So this is the idea. But impersonalist Mayavadis, they can't understand this point. So that's why they become Mayavadis, impersonalist. Mayavadi Krishna Aparadi. Mayavadi means those class of people who thinks that everything about Krishna is Maya. His form is Maya, his body is Maya, my body is made up of Maya, so Krishna's body is also made up of Maya. Maya means earth, water, fire, air, ether. Pancha Tattva. So, this is Mayavad. And Sunyavad, that everything is void. Nothing is void. How Lord can be void? And impersonalist, that Brahman, effulgence of the Lord, Brahmanoham Pratishtaham, I am the resting point of all impersonal Brahman, Krishna says. So it is Brahma, Jyoti is coming from Krishna's transcendental body, and they think that that is God. But Brahma Jyoti, power has to have a source, and Krishna is a source of all energy, all power. Parasya Sakti Vividaya Suyate. So many ways we can conclude that Lord, God, has a form, he is a supreme person, and his supreme personality of God, and there is none other than Krishna. By analyzing, analytical study, we will come that demigod, come to the conclusion that demigod are not the God, human beings are not the God, and impersonal conception, and at their last point, we will come to the conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Vyasadeva, he described all this aspect of God, and he did not have full satisfaction. He was morose, and then his guru told him that you haven't described Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees and loving exchange, his holy name and his transcendental qualities, form, pastime, paraphernalia. You haven't described only dharma, artha, kama and moksha. So how can you be satisfied? So at the end he comes to the conclusion, Srila Vyasadeva, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So I am 1 minute over. I was told we have to stop at 8:30. Any quick question?